TNR.
I heard you like to party.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I mean, that's not the way human beings act.
Follow these guys on Twitter at Kutcher and Rich.
Boy, did Twitter explode.
The ace is on the case.
I have two boobs, not six. I have six butts.
My name is Ace, ooh, and I've been on this case.
Like how homosexual males try to psychologically confuse, flip, and control us heterosexual males.
It's the thing that people are complaining about at City Hall, ladies and gentlemen. The city council meetings all across the country. Have you ever been on, have you ever had to go down to the City Hall and speak or listen to someone speak or support somebody who's trying to get something passed? Have you ever?
I've intentionally avoided such situations my entire life.
Okay, because now I want to go all the time. I've been there once, and it's just a bunch of people who want to hear their own voice.
Right. There's so much nothing that these spikes are probably so few and far between that you'd probably end up just falling asleep most times.
Oh, without a doubt. And there's people who like want to feel important, and you can tell that they don't talk to anyone, so they go down there and they wag their finger, and by the time they're done, they're like, I don't think they actually said anything by the time they were done. And also, there's another element. Yes, John?
I was just going to say, I went to one in Lexington that I grew up in when I was in high school. I went with a buddy of mine who was trying to get something passed. I fell asleep in the middle of it, but I am very upset because since we started playing these things, the town I live in now, Natick, apparently there was a guy who got up in town meeting, advanced to the microphone, and played the ukulele for 5 minutes.
Okay, that's
and
awesome.
I missed it, and I'm really pissed off.
I am now hearing something from the other room. Our own Bird, the man of 1,000 jobs. Bird, what were you just telling Dan O'Brien?
When I used to work for the city of Everett, my job was to record the city hall meetings.
Like, in what way? Like, you had to type it out? Like that?
No, like record. Like, TV. Like, I'd have a camera stage set up, and I would control them. Like, NBC's cameras, like, right there.
Okay, I have a feeling that you didn't see anything strange happening at the Everett City Council.
Oh, I've seen a few weird things.
Like, what did you see?
I'm trying, like, when I brought it up, I'm trying to conjure up my memories, and I can't think of anything right now, but I'll come back to you in a little
All
bit.
All right, way to deliver. Okay, so did you did you see anybody complaining about the Everett monolith, which fell from the sky, the Great Wind Casino, which strangely nothing around it has changed. The Mike's Roast Beef still sitting there in the glow as the gamblers, I'm going to keep saying it, their Lawyer Malloy throwback jerseys, just all come crawling out of the auto parts stores, throwing cash right towards the giant golden 1990s looking beam that comes from the sunlight as it hits the Everett monolith. Mouths agape, looking for money to lose.
And a nicotine-stained mouthful of teeth, there's that one gold cap.
Yeah, without a doubt. All right, so let's move away from the Everett monolith and now head towards Kentucky, where there is a woman who has a major problem with something that's happening in her community. Let's go to the tape, shall we? This is, cut one here. Let's go to Kentucky City Council.
Mayor Jim Gray and the Lexington Council.
Stop. Mayor Jim Gray.
The Jim Gray.
Hey, Tom.
Tom,
can I massage your shoulders? Tom, I'm creepily leering at you. In
Hi,
this
Oprah.
Hi, Tom. I'll sell my soul for $1. Tom, no integrity. Tom.
Mayor Jim Gray and the Lexington Council. My name is Vivian. I am a Kentucky certified school teacher, a graduate of Western Kentucky University with a master university degree. I live in the 10th district here in Lexington. I am not a sexually active person. I do no sex to get employed.
Okay. I do no sex.
Okay.
Now, is that kind of like Rick Anderson, I do knows best, or mom do knows best, or did she?
A woman has a master's degree, you'd figure might be able to speak a little better than that.
Well, I mean, that's generally how you start most conversations, 15 seconds in.
The best is like in the video, and they're all like these like closed circuit network bird run videos that are being filmed, you just see the people who showed up behind her, and everyone looks like they're about to nod off until she says, I do know sex. And then it's like, oh, what do we have here?
We've got something in common, madam.
I do know sex as well.
I am not a sexually active person. I do know sex to get employment or to get anything. I am a celibate person who is not gay. Some teachers in the Fayette County Public Schools and the principal of Cassidy Elementary School have told me they have blackballed me from employment in the Fayette County Public Schools because I do know sex. These women employee educators have told me to get married, live with a man, do sex with people, and you will have employment in the Fayette County Public Schools. I want Mayor Jim Gray and the Lexington Fayette County Council to know how much I object to this malicious, degrading, unlawful activities by these unethical women educators. They wanted to do forced prostitution on me for the purpose of sexual exploitation, so to inflict severe humiliation on me. I want you to read the liar words written about me by Rhonda Pfister, principal of Cassidy.
Pfister.
What are you doing?
She had me up until the forced prostitution. She was really on a roll until the forced prostitution.
I just thought that, you know, because people bring guns to school,
okay,
that my school was boring. This is interesting. I would like to go. This is You got, is that like prostitution 101?
I don't know.
Is that a class that they
actually
have there? I mean,
I don't know.
I've never been to Kentucky. I can't speak on it.
I want you to read the liar words written about me by Rhonda Pfister, principal of Cassidy Elementary School. She writes her liar words because she knows I do know sex. This malicious principal woman wants to lie and say there was pictures taken of me with boys only. Rhonda Pfister is liar. There is no such picture taken of me with boys only. What this immoral, unethical educator is trying to insinuate.
Okay.
So is that the guy trying to rein her in? 1 minute.
At this point, no, there's like actually people coming around trying to silence her. And you're like, oh, this is going to get good. And like she's all fired up, and there's people like trying to get her to shut up. And but first of all, I'm saying, okay, she gets 2 minutes, right? So I don't think she's gone over the limit at this point. I think she's kind of well within her thing. So maybe there's like secrets at that school.
Truth teller's not allowed to speak.
Mm-mm. I mean, if you do know sex, everyone knows you can't get a job at that elementary school.
Co-educator is trying to insinuate is dirty and malicious on her part.
Excuse me. We need your time. Thank you very much. And
sir, may I just have one question. There is ordinance here in Lexington protecting gay people from discrimination in employment and housing. I am asking you please to extend this ordinance to protect me because I do no sex. I am celibate person who is not gay.
All right. We'll do our best to help. Thank you.
Is Jerry Jones the mayor, by the way?
It's Jerry Jones and Jim Gray. Does anybody have any idea what she was even talking about there?
She's like, the first to be discriminated against for being celibate.
No, actually, she landed the plane there at the end.
Employment in the Fayette County Public Schools.
Yeah, because why? That would be a...
I do know sex.
Okay. Now, once again, is it because she knows sex? Like, sex?
She does know.
Yeah, you see, mom does knows best. I'm still trying to figure out what's going on, but it was funny because I was talking about this with my wife the other day, and we mentioned this a while back. You know, you talk about weird things that happen in elementary school. Did you guys have paddling?
No.
Okay. So
like
you,
getting hit with a paddle?
I just
like the
thought,
old man in The Simpsons?
I just thought that was something that everyone had.
No.
Growing that's a paddling.
Up. No. Okay.
No.
So
no,
if you got have anything. If you got in trouble at my elementary school, there was a paddle over the principal's like office door. And he would take you in there, and he would like beat the snot out of you with the paddle.
Oh my god!
Did you go to school in the 1920s?
Really?
Oh, I'm not kidding you. And I guess I looked it up, and there's only like two states that allow that, and one of them was the one I was going to school in the South. Oh, and now they had to call your parents ahead of time,
and the parents were like, "Yep,"
and give you approval. Actually,
go ahead.
You know what? I think that there was a form at the beginning of the school year that every parent filled out, and one of the boxes that you would check was, "Will you allow us to paddle your child?" And I think that I know it happened all the time.
Like,
I
probably had to check if you didn't want them to paddle your child.
Oh, it would happen all the time. Like, a kid would get in trouble for, I don't know, like, you know, messing around or doing what kids do and not paying attention, and they would get sent to the principal's office, and they would come back crying because they were paddled. And like they wouldn't, you know, the principal that I know of, I never got paddled, but I was threatened with paddling one time. And I, from everything I heard, it wasn't a very tender hand. Can you imagine that?
Well,
like,
a paddle can only be so soft.
I guess because I just grew up thinking that everyone went to school and had a threat of getting paddled.
No.
Okay, so
I went to Catholic school and we didn't even have like I remember my mother telling stories of like getting hit in the knuckles with a ruler as a child. We nothing like that.
Okay, see, I went to Catholic school for like half a year, like when I was in first grade, and I remember there was one time I was sitting in the hallway and I heard a nun from all the way down the hall yell, "David O'Connell, drop that pen or I'll chop your head off!" Like, it was like
a
the
woman
voice
of God.
Of Satan just came right out of this nun's mouth.
A woman of the Lord.
Yeah, a woman of the Lord. Like, screamed at this kid, saying she's going to chop his head off. There was no paddling there. But I went to the public schools, and I'm pretty positive they still do it. No, I am positive, because we asked Mary's mother, as a teacher down there, and she goes, "Oh, yeah, that's just something that we do." And I asked her, I was like, "Okay, so when people, their kids get in trouble, do you call their parents?" He goes, "Well, we have to now." I said, "Okay, so obviously they don't have you paddle their kid, and they say that they'll handle themselves." He goes, "No, they'd rather have us handle it. They'd rather instead of have to deal with it when they got home, they just say, yeah, go ahead and paddle him, maybe learn his lesson."
Maybe they could, you know, update to electroshock therapy or something really extreme. I mean, it's 2018.
Let's go to Chris on line one, because I just thought that that's the way it always was, you know, because that's all I knew when I was a kid. None of you guys had paddling.
No.
No paddling.
All right, Chris, what's up, man? You're on Touch and Ridge.
Yeah, I grew up in the morning, guys. I grew up in Florida, and I used to get paddled like three or four times when I was in elementary school. They had a big one, you know, it was the beach ball game where you have the paddle, where you hit the ball back and forth. They had a pencil wide one of those.
Like the Procodyma? They just rock your Procodyma on your ass?
Yeah.
Oh, gee. So like, how hard did they hit you?
It stung. I mean, I remember it vividly.
Yeah, that is something. It must be just a Southern thing. It has to be a Southern thing. A Southern thing or like a Montana thing. I could see, like, you know, one of those like states that doesn't have a ton going on. I could see that being a place where there's paddling.
Somewhere where there's like not a lot of people, no cameras or recording devices.
Right, no accountability.
Just sort of like a barn.
Yeah, just like a barn. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I had a friend of mine who got paddled all the time, and he would come into class with tears.
Where did they hit
eyes.
You?
On your ass. They didn't pull down your pants. They
hit
just,
you in the face with it.
I don't know.
What else would they hit you?
Square the back? I don't know. I've never been paddled. I'm not familiar
smack
with the
in the shoulder.
They give you a crane technique to the nuts. Just saying, all right, Johnny, go back and enjoy
pow.
The purity you've just been robbed of. They hit you right in the grapes and say, sorry, looks like you ain't growing until you're 20.
What happened? What happened? The principal knocked out Johnny.
You knocked him out. Although in my school, they probably wouldn't have cared.
I mean,
I'm
what's
not
the
kidding.
Difference, really, at that point?
God, that is. But then again, I went to a high school that had a shooting range in it.
Right. That's true.
Like, you know, like below the cafeteria, we had a firing range.
I know. We're like, theoretically, hundreds of kids would be eating and a stray bullet might be a problem.
We talked about, like, what was the sound like? Because guns are loud.
You could hear it. Down, you could hear it while
so
you were eating
school
lunch.
And just pop, pop,
yeah,
pop.
It was above
pop,
the
pop,
cafeteria,
pop.
And they had a marksmanship class.
God.
And so you would be sitting upstairs while you're eating, and you could hear the like downstairs.
I don't know how the hell you escaped from there. I mean, with the
sense
KKK
of humor.
Store and just unbelievable.
Right in the middle of town. Wild man's Civil War surplus store.
Gun
they have,
ranges
they have
and paddling. I don't know how the hell you got
out
of
the
there. Congratulations.
I think about it and it was, well, look at this, full phone line.
Of
my God.
Well, all these people got paddled?
That should be comforting to you.
Can we ask Jeff Goodman if he'll do 835? Can we do that, John? I know he's your guy. If he can do it, great. If not, we'll talk to him. But if not, we have full phone line. 617-779-0985. Apparently, a bunch of people got beaten by their teachers and they were kids as well. We'll get to that right after the CBS Sports Minute, which is brought to you by Bill DeLuca Chevrolet Buick GMC.
Now, here's the CBS Sports Minute on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm Bill Reiner with the CBS Sports Minute. This is a country of gamblers, just ask the Supreme Court. And maybe one of the biggest sports gamblers in the business now is Masai Ujiri, who has bet his reputation and the Raptors' future on the notion that Kawhi Leonard will stick around. Hell, that Kawhi Leonard will just show up this year. Because in giving away DeMar DeRozan and in firing Dwayne Casey at the end of this past season, the 59-win Toronto Raptors are totally reinventing themselves at the exact time the Eastern Conference has finally opened up. LeBron is gone. And Masai, the head of basketball operations in Toronto, better know what he's doing. Because on paper, Kawhi Leonard is an incredible addition. But you got to play these games on the floor where heart and loyalty matter. I'm Bill Ryder.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Napa know-how.
If you're a fan of quality parts, Napa's a fan of you. And we're showing the love all week long with double points for Napa Rewards members. Not a member? Not a problem. Just sign up when you check out to get double points in your entire purchase. But don't wait to get rewarded. Double points and Sunday. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Offer available July 16th through July 22nd.
Hi, it's Chris Langley at TestTrips.com. If you find yourself with an overstock of diabetic testing supplies, come visit us. We purchase all major brands of test strips and lancets for up to $50 per box. That's TestTripsWithAZ.com.
Right now, join T-Mobile and get an unlimited family plan with Netflix included, so you can watch in more places than ever before. Get lost in space in your own backyard. Watch a series of unfortunate events during a
flat tire. That's unfortunate. Yay.
You could even catch up on Santa Clarita Diet over a big, juicy steak. Only at T-Mobile. Watch your favorite shows and movies in more places than ever before without paying more on your phone, tablet, or TV. Get an unlimited family plan with Netflix on us. And right now, buy one Samsung Galaxy S9 and get one free with 24 monthly bill credits, so you and your family can binge your Netflix favorites on your new phones. Call 1-800-T-MOBILE or visit a store today.
Unlimited data on their network. Video streams at 480p. Small fraction of customers using over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speeds. If you cancel, balances due. Well-qualified customers. Full price. 720 plus tax. Finance agreements required. Netflix for two screens. Terms apply.
Shopping for a used car? Hey, it's Wallach, and if you're like me, you find it overwhelming. That's why I'm glad I discovered CarGurus.com. CarGurus makes it fast and easy to find great deals from a top-rated dealer near you. CarGurus gives a deal rating for each used car, and I love that CarGurus sorts the best deals first and makes it easy for me to see information I care about most, like accident history. That's why more people use CarGurus than any other car shopping site. Go to CarGurus.com today to find great deals from top-rated dealers near you. That's CarGurus.com.
Hey, it's Mike Sarge Riley here, and you've heard me, Beadle, Gerard Mayo, Mark Recchi, and numerous other athletes and media personalities rave about their LASIK experience with Boston Laser. Why haven't you taken the first step to great vision? Scared? Trust me, the procedure is quick, only 12 minutes to be exact, and painless. My results? I was 20/20 the next morning. Cost too much? Well, think about how much you spend each year on new glasses and contact lenses. Having LASIK will save you big time in the long run, and for a limited time, Boston Laser is offering 2 years interest-free financing. So book your free LASIK evaluation today by calling 866-77-LASER. That's 866-77-LASER. What are you waiting for? You can book your free evaluation online now at bostonlaser.com. And join me, Beadle, Gerard Mayo, Mark Recchi, and many other athletes and media personalities in Boston. Believe me when I tell you, after you're finally free of the burden of contacts or glasses, you'll wonder why you waited so long. Boston Laser, with locations in Brookline, Medford, Wellesley, and the Merrimack Valley, are online at bostonlaser.com. If it's LASIK, it's Boston Laser.
Summer's here, and that can only mean one thing. It's time to fill every day of the week with incredible events, unbelievable giveaways, and so much more at Mohegan Sun's Hot Summer Fun. On Rock the Region Mondays, rock out with free shows from local bands in the Wolf Den. On Cash Dash Tuesdays, $10,000 is up for grabs in the Cash Cube. On More Momentum Wednesdays, keep up the momentum by multiplying your momentum rewards when you play your favorite games. On Hot Seat Thursdays, win your share of $10,000 in cash. On Free and Fun Fridays, show up early to score a free t-shirt, then stick around for Party on the Rooftop with the best tribute bands and no cover. Plus, don't miss out on the summer's hottest concerts in the arena from U2, Britney Spears, Camila Cabello, Charlie Puth, and more. Fill every day with Hot Summer Fun at Mohegan Sun, June 25th through September 2nd. Get the fun started at MoheganSun.com/HSF. Rules and restrictions apply. Proper ID required.
Dunkin's new brown sugar cold brew is a naturally flavored, totally smooth balance of bold and sweet that'll inspire you to get out there and kick some molasses all day, every day. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
The DW Field Golf Course has undergone a transformation. Great playing conditions, a new website for advanced bookings, and weekend morning tee times now available. It's the perfect time to play DW Field in Brockton. DWFieldGolfCourse.com.
Afternoons at 2, Felger and Mass.
Are we laughing at Happy Walters now?
Well, no, he did okay, right? He landed on his feet, basically.
Somehow.
The Celts really could have porked him.
Right, you turned down $12 million a year last year, and now you're stuck playing for six this year, and now you've got to go produce again to get a free agent contract next year, and Celtics really could have made old Happy look bad there.
Nobody plays hardball like me.
They bailed out Happy Walters.
They did. They bailed out Happy. Money's going up, Marcus. Oh, you want a party? You want champagne? No way.
Felger and Mads. 98.5, a sports hub.
Toucher and Rich.
Self-help shenanigans.
On 98.5, the sports hub.
It's Toucher and Rich. All right, as many of you know, I grew up in a hick town in the middle of nowhere, Georgia. I was born in New York. Lived in Chicago for a while, and then my father's job drove us down there. And so I remember the first weekend we moved there, we go to the town square, and it's like the town square from every stereotypical Southern movie. It's got like the gazebo in the middle of the blocks, and there's like, you know, the flower shop and all this stuff. And right in the middle of it was a Klan rally. And this was in the 80s, all right? And I remember my mother turned to my father and immediately said, "Where the hell did you just move us?" In Kennesaw, Georgia, my high school had a firing range underneath the cafeteria. There is a store that is still there called Wild Man's Dent Meyer's Surplus Store. You can Google it.
Google it for sure.
And you'll feel dirty. Right in the middle of this like kind of beautiful town. It's where they, matter of fact, it's where they filmed the new Footloose. So to try to get like a backwoods town, they filmed it in my town. So it's like it's every stereotype as you can get of the South. But in that store, you walk in and there's like Klan robes. And the guy takes pictures of every black person that comes in and puts it behind his desk. I mean, it is just the strangest.
Bad. Bad.
If that place opened in any other city in the world, like, not in the world, in America, it would be front page news. Like, can you believe? But just because he's always been there, it's old wild man. Hey, you're crazy racist. But
he'll
that's
die someday.
Yeah, that's the way it was. And it's also like known for, there's t-shirts that they used to sell there. And there's a billboard that would say, "It's the law in Kennesaw." And it had a handgun on it because as a middle finger in the 80s, right before I moved there, there was some town that banned guns. And so they, as just a
naturally
screw you,
had to respond.
They made it a law in the books that you had to own a gun. Now, I don't think it was ever enforced, but so going to school there, I just thought being paddled was something that was normal and every school did it. And now I'm looking this up. Even today, corporal punishment is what they call it. Corporal punishment is legal in about 12 states. Would anyone like to guess?
Just think Arkansas.
A nice old Arkansas.
Mississippi.
Yep. Your nail ball.
Texas.
Alabama. Yep. You're hitting it. Keep going. Texas. Keep going. Texas. Yep. Keep going.
South Carolina.
No, surprisingly not on the list.
How about Georgia? We haven't said that.
Georgia's easy. Tennessee.
Florida not on the list. Tennessee on the list. And
go with the wild card, like Kentucky. New Mexico or something.
No, okay, there's no wild cards
West
in this
Virginia.
List. So you've got Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, Tennessee, North Carolina, and Texas. So they're the ones.
I believe that's a Johnny Cash song.
I've been
right.
Louisiana.
I've been
So I just thought everyone, when they were a kid, got paddled. And I think about how bat crap crazy that is. Like, if your kid's at school, and imagine somebody just paddling
like how
kid
old?
And you find, it's elementary school.
So like a third grader.
First grader. Elementary school's first grade.
You can it's bring like
a
6 years old.
Imagine just a first grader, a like, and how spazzy like first graders can be.
Right.
And
you're learning how to sit in a chair for 6 hours a day.
All right. So let's go to Steve. Steve on line four. Steve, what's up, man? You're on Toucher and Rich.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Enjoy the show. You're talking about corporal punishment. I, too, moved to a new town when I was a kid. This was in 1978, so this has been a long time ago. But in the eighth grade, when I moved to this school, the principal had a paddle hanging on his wall. It looked like that thing from John Belushi. I can't think of it. Anyway, a paddle hanging on the wall, and it had wrath written on one side and vengeance written on the other side.
Jesus.
And the the principal took a lot of pride in being able to raise a kid's heels off the ground when he gave him what he called a lick. And punishment was anywhere from 1 to 5 licks, depending on what the what the transgression was. I never got paddled, but there were people in my classroom that got paddled and then had to stand at the back of the room because they couldn't sit down. So, yeah, I grew up in that same environment. That was in Texas.
Steve, do you know what was worthy of a 1-slap paddling and what was worthy of a 5-slap paddling?
Yeah, 1-slap was you accumulated enough tardies to break their threshold, like 10 tardies in a semester or something.
Okay, guys, stop. If you're like in elementary school, that's your parents' fault. So it could be your parents' fault that you're tardy. I mean, like, you can't drive when you're that age. So getting to and from school is your parents' fault. So you're getting paddled for your parents' being
idiots. You also didn't really do anything wrong. You were a little late.
So that's 1 paddle. What got you the fiver?
The fiver was smarting off to a teacher, skipping school or missing a class because you went out back to have a cigarette under the bleacher or something like that. Vulgarities.
Basically being Dennis Eckersley, just going back, ripping a butt. What's up, baby?
No, but I think that's a sign of good leadership and being well-adjusted is to have a paddle that says wrath and vengeance on it when you're around little kids.
Oh, can you imagine that?
That's
okay, Robert, what's up, man? Line 6, you are on Toucher and Rich.
Hey, morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, good.
Hey, before I give you the corporal punishment story, I want to see if you guys can find that one City Hall tape where the city council member leaves his wireless mic on when he has rapid diarrhea and he goes into the bathroom and you can hear everything coming over the speaker.
It's great. It's the Naked Gun. It's the scene in the Naked Gun where Frank Drebin has the wireless microphone and he uses the bathroom and everyone hears it, but it happened in real life.
Yeah, so anyway, back in the 70s when I was going to school in California, they phased out corporal punishment over a 2 to 3 year period. And the way they did that was they sent permission slips home so the parents could get permission for the children to get spanked. So I was brought into the principal's office because I screamed the F word at this kid out of the playground after he slapped me in the head. So I'm about to get a spanking, and the principal had this wooden paddle where he had holes drilled in it so that it wouldn't slow down with the wind when he hit you. And so he let me know. He says, I want to let you know, he says, that your mom was the only parent in the entire school that sent back the permission slip. And he said, as a result, I'm a little ticked off at a lot of students that I couldn't spank, so yours is going to hurt a little bit more so I can get rid of all this aggression.
He basically told
me that.
You're going to make up for all of it, baby. I have been practicing when no one's looking on this, on my desk. Just bah! And now your ass is going to be the one that takes the hits for everyone else's. Oh, that's hysterical. It's not really funny. It's actually horribly disturbing.
What draws these people to the profession? God. They just want to beat up kids?
I guess. What if you were like a teacher or like a principal? And they told you, all right, you've worked your whole life and you really care about kids and you have like a good heart. And they
also
say,
we beat them.
The other thing you have to do is you have to beat kids on a daily basis. Like, can you imagine that? I would say, no, I'm not going to do that.
From the boss who has a wrath/vengeance paddle.
Jeez, man. Let's go to Mark in Medford. Mark, what's up, man? You're on Toucher and Rich.
Hey, good morning, guys. Funny story. I grew up in the North End, so I went to Catholic school in the North End, okay? And my sixth grade nun, she had a yardstick. And 1 foot of that yardstick was layered in black electrical tape. Okay? That prevented it from breaking and had less flexibility. So when it hit you, it freaking hurt. And she swung that son of a bitch like Gary Sheffield.
Where did she hit you? I mean, like, now, first of all, A, what did you get in trouble for? And B, like, where did she hit you?
She hit me. She hit me in the ass. Well, I was a little mouthy when I was a kid, especially towards the nuns. So that's why I got it. Okay. She hit me in the ass, but there was no like 1, 2, 3, 4. She stopped one day. Felt like it.
Oh, geez, man. So it's just like, there's no rules. I'm just going to hit you because I feel this is how many times you need to get nailed. All right.
It gets better. I went home and I told my mother. My mother said, well, you probably freaking deserved it. So later on down the line, the same nun, I mouthed off to her again. She open-handed slapped me in the face, caught my nose, made my nose bleed. My mother went up to the school and went to the principal and said, any other nun touches my kid besides me, I will throw you down the effing stairs. Poor nun.
And immediately, the cheers of all the kids in the hall. Somebody finally told, you know, Sister Mary, whatever. Geez, man. And by the way, this is kind of funny because there's a... I'm looking at this thing. They're saying that, surprise, surprise, schools, districts that have corporal punishment have lower ACT scores than the ones without it.
It's almost as if kids shut down when you beat them up.
Of course they do.
I can't believe the phones have been jammed. There has not been a line to be had ever since you introduced this.
We have a line, like lines full of people who got their asses kicked by the teachers.
Really?
And this is amazing that this actually still happened. All right, we have to take a quick break. Everybody stay on hold. We will get to these because some of these are unbelievable. But we have Jeff Goodman, who is a good friend of John Wallach's. He actually pissed off LeVar Ball. And I love this story. Like, LeVar Ball is like legitimately pissed at him because he called him dumb. Jeff Goodman was assigned to cover LeVar Ball, and he called LeVar Ball.
Went to Lithuania. Embedded for 3 weeks in Lithuania.
And now that it's all done, he was like, it was stupid. We should have never done it. LeVar Ball's dumb, and now LeVar Ball's pissed. So we will talk to him right after John Wallach's headlines.
The games are only half of it. Hutcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Sports Hub headlines.
Red Sox are still off for the All-Star break. The fun ends tomorrow. They will play tomorrow evening in Detroit against the Tigers. Big news in Major League Baseball yesterday, the expected trade of All-Star shortstop Manny Machado from Baltimore to the Dodgers. Dodgers sent the Orioles 5 minor leaguers in return. Celtics are reportedly talking to restricted free agent Marcus Smart about a contract. The discussions are apparently centered around a four-year deal worth close to $12 million a season. In golf, round one of the British Open underway this morning at Carnoustie in Scotland. American Kevin Kisner has a one-shot lead at 5 under par. He is done after a 66. South Africans Eric Van Rooyen and Xander Lombard are 4 under, and defending champion Jordan Spieth is lurking at -3. He's on the 14th hole. Tiger Woods will tee off at 10:21 Eastern time. Former Patriots defensive back Darrelle Revis announced his retirement yesterday. And in soccer, the New England Revolution lost in Minnesota last night, 2-1. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Ace Ticket. They have the best deals on seats with the outstanding customer service you deserve. Visit aceticket.com. I'm John Wallach at Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
South Shore Bank is offering a money market account with a 1.75% annual percentage yield on balances between $25,000 and $1 million. Offer is only good Tuesday, July 17th through Thursday, July 19th. So hurry into one of their 16 branches to open your money market account at this incredible rate.
The Freedom to Save sales event is on at Ira Toyota of Danvers. Lease a new 2018 RAV4 LE for $189 a month. 36 months, 12,000 miles per year. Zero security deposit. $2,495 down payment. First payment, $650 ECFI. And $495 dock fee due at signing. Visit toyotaofdanvers.com.
If the Ira Oval is on your car, you know you got a great deal.
Stock number JJ211768. Tax and fees extra. Unapproved credits to dealer for details. N73118.
So you've been hearing me talking about T-Mobile and how it's the fastest network out there, and maybe you're looking for a reason to switch. Well, here is the reason, and now is the time, because if you join T-Mobile, get an unlimited family plan with Netflix included. That's right. You get T-Mobile, and you get an unlimited family plan, and they're going to throw Netflix in there right there for you, so you can go home and watch Arrested Development Season 5, the new Stranger Things. I just saw a trailer for that. Lost in Space, the adult one, not the one from the 50s or whenever it came out. And if you got kids, they want to watch those cool shows like Troll Hunters, and you can watch them anywhere, wherever, because when you have T-Mobile, you can be watching Netflix on your phone, tablet, or TV. There is something for everyone. And on top of that, right now, buy one Samsung Galaxy S9 and get one free with 24 monthly bill credits so you and your family can binge your Netflix favorites on your new phones. How about that? Unlimited data on their network, video streams at 480p, small fraction of customers using over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speeds. If you cancel, balances due, well-qualified customers, full price $720 plus tax. Finance agreements required, Netflix for two screens, terms apply. T-Mobile.
At IHOP, you can get 2 fresh eggs, 2 crispy bacon strips or sausage links, and 2 of IHOP's world-famous buttermilk pancakes all for just $4.99. IHOP's weekday special is now available all day, Monday through Friday. So if you're looking for a real deal that's real delicious and includes 2 fresh eggs, 2 crispy bacon strips or sausage links, and 2 buttermilk pancakes, IHOP has it hot and fresh every weekday for only $4.99. IHOP. Pancakes, pancakes, pancakes. For a limited time, price and participation may vary.
Grey Goose, the world's best-tasting vodka, wants to give you a round of golf on them. Visit golfwithgoose.com and enter to win rounds of golf at some of New England's best courses, like Granite Links, Indian Pond, Hillview, and Thompson. When you enter, you'll also have a shot at the grand prize, a seven-night stay for two adults at the Divi Aruba All-Inclusive, and $1,000 to pay for your airfare to Aruba, one happy island. Thanks to Grey Goose, the official spirit of the PGA Tour. Visit golfwithgoose.com for official rules and to enter. No purchase necessary. Please sip responsibly.
Hey, it's Hardy here to tell you about all the action at Chasers Poker Room and Casino. It's conveniently located right over the border off 93, exit 1, Salem, New Hampshire. Play No Limit Texas Hold'em, Blackjack, Roulette, Mississippi Stud, and more. Chasers provides players with a comfortable atmosphere, professional staff, rewards program, plenty of action, plus $5 and $10 limits on all games daily. Go to ChasersPoker.com for info, including high hand and other promotions. So punch out early and get in the game at Chasers Poker Room and Casino, exit 1 off 93 in Salem, New Hampshire. Must be 18 and over with proper ID.
Hey, it's Maz. Want to get away this weekend and not have to worry about traffic and parking? Take the commuter rail for just $10 all weekend long. Boston, Newburyport, Providence, there's a train for that. Plan your weekend trip at mbta.com/massbytrain and download the mticket app to buy $10 weekend tickets on your phone.
Two of the most popular rooms in the house now have an event to match. The Summer Kitchen and Bath Event, now at the Home Depot, where you'll find a contemporary Glacier Bay Dorset Bath Faucet at a new lower price of just $39. High Arc, chrome finish, it's the perfect finishing touch to that bath update. And at this price, even easier to get your hands on. Save at the Summer Kitchen and Bath Event, going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 19th while supplies last.
Napa know-how.
If you're a fan of quality parts, Napa's a fan of you. And we're showing the love all week long with double points for Napa Rewards members. Not a member? Not a problem. Just sign up when you check out to get double points in your entire purchase. But don't wait to get rewarded. Double points and Sunday. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Offer available July 16th through July 22nd.
Forever on the hunt for Wi-Fi? Us too. Because now at Salem 5, you can open an account online in minutes. Woo! Salem 5, let's uncomplicate money. Member FDIC, member DII.
Make it your home page.
A connection!
985thesportshub.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for psychobabble horse crap.
Toucher and Rich, 985, The Sports Hub.
.5 of Sports Hub. It's Toucher and Rich. We got Mike Hurley here in studio this morning, and a something that made the rounds the last couple of days. A very funny story that anytime LeVar Ball is made to look like the idiot that he is, it makes me smile. I mean, it's not just because he sits and talks and says outrageous things. I think we've all been kind of over that for a little while. But poor Jeff Goodman. This is a friend of the show, John Wallach's close friend. Who now works for Stadium. And Jeff, what's the website? Is it stadium.com?
It'll be, yeah, Watch Stadium. Watchstadium.com.
Okay, watchstadium.com. Okay, and you've worked for ESPN, and during your time there, you were assigned to cover LeVar Ball. When I say assigned to cover LeVar Ball and the whole ball situation, tell us to what extent you were assigned.
Well, listen, the first time I ever met him, I was actually doing this high school event, the Hall of Fame event here in Springfield. And I looked up, and this guy was boisterous in the stands, and he looked entertaining. And I asked somebody, I said, who is that? And they said, it's the Ball family's father. And at that point, all three of the boys were playing at Chino Hills. They were going up and down. Lonzo was terrific. And so I went up and interviewed him during the game. And literally just gave him the microphone halfway through the interview because he was so entertaining. I said, you don't need me. And I just handed him the microphone. Then saw him the next year. I was doing an event in L.A., a college event that was kind of early on. Lonzo had just started playing for UCLA, and that's when he made his bold proclamation that UCLA was going to win the national title. I look at my phone after that interview, and I have no shortage of 200, 300 text messages saying, who is this buffoon, basically? and it continued. Listen, you know, he became a big story, certainly in January, February, nationally. And then ESPN sent me over to Lithuania for what ended up being 8 days, seven of those days before they even played a game. So it was one of those things where I spent a lot of time with him, and I said it all along. Listen, LeVar's fine in small doses, but if you get 8 days with him in Lithuania, that's not a small dose.
Okay. No, it is not. And on top of that, you're probably like, I had to go to Lithuania to cover this jackass. I mean, after you're right. After a couple of days, you're like, this is...
Jeff was so diplomatic when he got back from the trip, too. He's
Of course. So how bad was Lithuania?
I actually enjoyed the country, but then you start to realize, again, I came all the way here for these guys. That's when you get frustrated.
Right.
Early on, you're like, hey, this is an opportunity to go somewhere I'll never go again.
Sure.
It's actually a really cool country, small country. They love their basketball. So I saw, like, the top young kids practice and play. I saw kid Jimmy Barron playing overseas, making money in Lithuania that I've known since he was 14, 15 years old. So there were some good things about Lithuania. But again, to know you went there to watch two kids that may never be relevant in basketball. One for sure who will never be relevant, that's LiAngelo. The youngest one, LaMelo, who's got the ability to be relevant. But I think his dad, LeVar, is just continuing to make poor decisions regarding both those kids. You pull LiAngelo out of UCLA. And they had told me early on last October, I think I went to their house and interviewed him, and the plan was already in place. Actually, even earlier than that, that LiAngelo was gone after a year, no matter what. This is a kid that wasn't ranked coming out of high school. Nobody thought highly of, and now we've seen why. And again, LeVar just continues to make some baffling, poor decisions, in my opinion. And you know, I went on my podcast the other day and had Scott Van Pelt on, my former colleague who's terrific at ESPN, the best. And he always told me, he's like, listen, I'm not putting him on my show. I'm not dealing with this. He's a non-story. He's a clown. And I apologized to him. I said, listen, I apologize to you and everybody else around the world for giving this dude a platform. I didn't know it would turn out to be what it was. You know, you interview him a couple times. You're like, okay, it's not going to go like that. Nobody had any idea it would turn into what it did. Nobody.
The fact that you said that he's just not very bright and you apologized made like news all over the place. Like, I mean, the New York Post wrote about it. I mean, everyone was writing about it. Have you heard anything from the Ball family as like any sort of response?
No, I mean, last time they called me a shyster. So who knows what it'll be this time.
They called you a shyster.
They called me a shyster because, remember, I wrote the story in Lithuania when LeVar said Luke Walton has lost the team. So I sit down with him at breakfast. He says it. I look at him. The tape recorder's right in front of him. I look at him. I say, you sure you want to do this? He looks at me, yep. You sure you want it to be on the record? I gave him a chance, which you shouldn't even do as a journalist. But I'm like, you know what? Let me give this guy a chance here. And he took it and ran with it. And then his guy, who's close to him, his business guy, a guy named Allen, basically told him, LeVar, what are you doing? He came back. He came in from California the next day right after the story broke. And he said, what are you doing? And LeVar didn't understand. I mean, legitimately didn't understand what he had done because, you know, his goal ultimately is to have all three boys with the Lakers, which is pretty far-fetched. But he didn't comprehend that saying something like that would hurt and hinder his relationship with Magic Johnson, with Luke Walton, with Rob Pelinka, with the Lakers overall. Just didn't get it. Just can't. Remarkable.
This is great because Jeff, I'm just glad that you know your quotes have kind of now everyone's like, yeah, this guy's always been a jackass, and now at least someone has come out and said that he's not very bright. We shouldn't cover this guy anymore. As once again, I'm talking to you about it because I think it's fascinating this part of it. Not
it
him,
is.
But this part of it is fascinating. And like his whatever that tournament or league that he just came up with, where he was charging like $50 a seat. The JBA, where like there's pictures and there's literally like. Maybe 45 people in a crowd of a place that's like the size of the TD Garden that he's booked all of these basketball.
And it's all junior college players. Like it's all a bunch of like junior college level players that he's charging. Somebody told me they paid $100 a seat to go watch this. And then you've got one of his coaches headbutting a kid. I mean, I knew this thing was going to be a complete flop. People ask me all the time, is he a genius? And I just kind of roll my eyes. I had it happen, you know, no shortage. You know, 10 or 20 times when I'm covering Celtics games here, playoff games, people asking me that, is LeVar a genius? And I just look at him like, doesn't even deserve a response. Give him credit. Give him credit. Somehow he's been able to do what he's done with his Facebook show, which is bringing in a lot of money. But if Lonzo wasn't the first one, if it had been anything different, LeVar Ball would be irrelevant right now.
Well, he's the crazy guy yelling at the sky on the street corner. At first, you seem like, whoa, what is this? And then after a while, after you live on that corner for a while, he becomes white noise. And you just don't even – it doesn't mean anything to you anymore.
That's where I was shocked the other day that ESPN had a story. They've kind of gone away from him completely over the last few months. And they have this story that he says he can beat LeBron in one-on-one. And I'm like, really? That's the problem, honestly, overall, not just for ESPN, but everybody for journalism these days is, you know, journalism has changed. News isn't what news used to be. And now news is, you know, some guy who again, is just trying to get attention. And that's all he does. I mean, that's ultimately all it's about is attention for himself. Yelling and screaming and trying, you know, I can beat LeBron. I can beat Jordan. Why do we care?
All right, Jeff Goodman. Great stuff, man. Thanks for coming on again. That's too funny. I just love how this is getting picked up and everyone's like, it's almost like someone needed to say it. And now everyone's like, yeah. So you're
cool. He's not, again, listen, he's not mean spirit.
You don't have to
he's
apologize. Really stop. No, stop while you're ahead. I like the way this is ending.
I just want to make it clear. He's not. He's not very bright.
Not a smart gentleman. All right. Well, Jeff Goodman, great stuff. Well, okay. Once again, plug the website one more time that you work for now. It's Stadium.
Yeah, it's Stadium. I start there in a few weeks. I'll be doing everything there, college, pro, writing, TV, features, you name it, whatever. All about basketball, and I'll start there in about 3 weeks.
Excellent. We will talk to you again real soon. Thanks a bunch, Jeff. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. All right, we got to get some more of these corporal punishment from school. I mean, it's literally just phone lines filled with people who had their teachers who physically assault. Okay, off the air, Hurley told me a story that is so unbelievable that.
What did I miss? You guys left the room for 30 seconds.
Private job.
I wanted to tell you on the air. Jesus. Something happened at his school that is like. The most inappropriate, like, teacher.
Real weird.
Like, really? Really weird.
Is this public school or Catholic school?
Catholic school.
Okay.
Okay, we got to get to that. We'll start with Hurley's story, and then we'll take your call. 617-779-0984. Maybe this will explain a few things about how Michael Hurley ended up the way he was.
I was for 30 seconds, and I missed everything.
We wait for you to leave to talk about the good stuff. 617-779-0985.
Kutcher and Rich.
Sports Hub. It's Tucker and Rich, Mike Hurley in this morning. You guys are starting to make me feel better about my childhood. It's like I grew up just thinking everybody got paddled. Like every school had paddling. And like as you grow up, the more effed up that all sounds. Like especially once you have kids. Could you imagine like someone you don't know like putting their hands on your kid and beating the snot out of them and making them cry? Like in first grade?
No.
Like in elementary schools. They would do that. I mean, it's insane. And so,
especially now with the way the news coverage would be.
Oh, sure.
If it ever got out.
Oh, sure. Of course. And so this is something that now everyone is, you know, it was not legal here in Massachusetts. Corporal punishment is what it's called. There's only like 8 or 9 states and the ones you all expect that still have it. You know, it's like Georgia and Alabama and such. And now people are, of course, the phones are ringing off the hook of ways teachers like would be aggressive and physically, I mean, basically assault them. This is the weirdest of all the stories. I grew up in a school, and I've told you about it before. You know, as I said, you know, there was a firing range under the cafeteria. There's another thing that my school is known for is that there was no school in the state of Georgia where I went to high school that had more teacher-student relationships than mine did. The news was always at our school. There's 3 that I can remember. We had 2 that was female teachers with male students and 1 that was a male teacher with female students. The male teacher actually got hard time, and the other 2, I think, the women got off. Because I think it was just one of those things like, you know, it's just a young man growing up. It's funny how people, like, we have 2 completely different standards. I remember, however, in 1 class where one of the kids was suspected of having an affair with one of the teachers. It was like movie night, you know, movie day, which there's a lot of movie day. It's essentially when the teachers were hungover. They would put a movie on, and, like, Mary and I happened to be in the same class. We went to high school together, and we both, like, saw the student was sitting in the back of the class, like rubbing the leg of the teacher while the movie was playing. And all of us were like, dude, it's real. This one's real. Later on, she ended up getting, you know, arrested, for a little bit and essentially let go because she was a female teacher. That's just the way things rolled. Don't Google my high school and put arrest next to it. That's terrifying.
Can we get the Kennesaw, Georgia city council meetings? Because I'm sure there's going to be a couple highlights from there.
Well, there was something that made national news recently.
Not ladies who don't do sex, but there'll be other people.
No, there was like, someone wanted to open like a Muslim mosque in a shopping center there. And that made national news.
Mm.
You'd take my guns first. It was bad news. Like, it's a very odd place. It's kind of like a pretty, like beautiful place, like very scenic. As I said, it should be out of a movie. But then you go to Wildman's where they sell Klan robes and you're like, all right, there's a lot of strange things happening here. All right. But your story, Mike Hurley.
So, yeah,
this might be weirder than anything I experienced.
And I didn't even think of it, which goes to show you what you think about as a teenager. But someone I went to high school with, Dave Ralph, he wanted credit. So credit to him for sending me, hitting me on the Facebook. When you got Saturday detention at my high school, the vice principal would greet you. And I never had it. So this was, but it was well known. And just wrestle you shirtless in the library.
What?
What well, you that? Can't wrestle with a shirt on, John.
I'm sorry.
Unless you brought a singlet.
Of course. Hang on. So it was known that if you...
Yeah, but it wasn't even a big deal. It was
if
like,
you
oh,
were
yeah.
a guy and you went to Saturday school, that the first thing you had to do was take your shirt off and wrestle with... The principal who
vice
also
principal.
The vice principal who would also take his shirt off and you had to wrestle.
I believe it was shirtless. Whether it was or wasn't, shouldn't well it changes it.
So he just leads you into the gym and says, "Let's go."
I think it was
in
the
library. Did that happen in the library?
Yeah, it was a library.
It's like, yes, that's where all wrestling matches
a nice
take place. Of course,
experience. I believe.
Okay, just asking, what's that vice principal doing now?
Don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, but it's one of those things where in high school, you're 16, you're used to like going to football practice and getting your ass beat every day. You don't even really, it doesn't even register as weird. Well, it's weird, but not.
Why doesn't it register?
Even if I was 16, I would think that was like really effed up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know what that reminds me of? It's like when
you want to win the wrestling match.
The Lou Pearlman guy used to have like all the boy bands sit and take their shirt off and watch Top Gun with him.
Yeah.
It was our friend Rich Cronin from LFO who told us that story.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, yeah, he used to have these Top Gun parties
where
he would make us all like take our shirt or ask us nicely to take our shirts off and just watch Top Gun. Like I said, there was no shenanigans. It was just, that is messed up.
Yeah. Fortunately, I was a good little boy and never got Saturday detention.
All right. Well,
I would have lost the wrestling match, too. I was pretty undersized.
Yeah. I mean, what if you got Emilio Estevez from the Breakfast Club
exactly.
to show up, you know?
We didn't have a wrestling team either, so he was pretty safe there.
Oh, my God.
We didn't have a wrestling team, and this is what he chose.
Well,
we should make a shirt, you know?
Wrestling he wasn't even a coach. He just wanted to wrestle.
Saturdays are for shirtless wrestling.
Boy.
Exactly. 617-779-0985. Okay, no commercials, just the headlines, and then we're taking your calls.